Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 9th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and that's just what we want to do today, and we're thankful that you've taken a few moments to listen to our message via this podcast. Today's message is titled, Jesus is Still the Answer. The scripture text is 1 Peter 4, verse 5.
But they will have to give account to Him who is ready to judge the living and the dead.
Yesterday I was interviewed by a reporter for a business publication concerning faith in the workplace. One of the questions he threw my way was, what are companies doing to make the workplace more inclusive? I told him, in my view, a major problem of the present business environment is that certain groups are easily offended and use this as a wedge to advance their own agenda. After all, everybody has something they can be offended about.
Several years ago, we saw a t-shirt at a company picnic that stated, Jesus is my final answer. Now, that would be offensive to some, but Jesus is still the answer for our deepest need.
In our daily scripture reference, the Apostle Peter is writing to a group of first century believers undergoing persecution. This passage, in the entire context, is 1 Peter 4, 1 through 5, was very meaningful to me as a new Christian in the 70s. I had accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, but for over a year I lived with nominal commitment to His cause. I still wanted to have my associations with the world as I continued to walk the fence. What a miserable way that was to live. A committed believer sat down with me and boldly shared this passage, and the Holy Spirit did a wonderful work of enlightening and convicting my heart.
Peter forthrightly tells his initial readers and all that will heed the sacred words of Scripture, you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do. He goes on to make a list of sinful behavior that sounds very familiar to what pagans still choose to do in our day. The pagans, in observing the transformed life of the believer, quote, think it strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation, and they heap abuse on you, end quote. The words heap abuse, translated from the Greek, is to blaspheme. Indeed, the early believers encountered abuse, and so do we. This abuse may be verbal ridicule from a fellow believer, the writings of a pagan intellectual, or, for many of our brethren, physical torture and even death.
Well, Peter makes the solemn statement found in the daily text, but they will have to give account to Him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. They are the ones that blaspheme the believer. This statement remains true and is an earnest reminder. This account will be the final answer, and by far it is the most important. Have you dealt with it yet? The Apostle Paul wrote that, at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Greatly rejoice today if you have taken care of this accounting, and join me in boldly declaring, Jesus is my final answer. If you have not made this decision, I urge you, please delay no longer.
We've included a sample prayer that expresses belief and commitment to Jesus Christ. Jesus, thank you for loving me. I confess that I am a sinner. I believe you are the promised Messiah who came to die for my sins. Please forgive me of my sin and come into my life. I receive you as my Savior and will follow you as my Lord. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Well, a song that comes to mind today from our early days as a Christian, one of our favorite groups back in the 70s, Andre Crouch, many of you have heard it, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Roxine, you want to say this other prayer right now. She has another prayer that she's written for this morning that we normally place below the message.
I read the words of Jude and included the thoughts of Jude in this prayer today. Father, you've appointed us to live in this decadent age where the hearts of men are turned away from the true living God and live instead by natural instinct. But we who have the indwelling Holy Spirit must continue to build our lives on the foundation of our holy faith as we spread the gospel message. Jesus is the first and final answer to all of life's problems. We seek to be directed by your Spirit and live in such a way that we will honor you as we respond to scoffers. Help us to show mercy to those whose faith is wavering and to rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. In the process of daily living, as we reach out to the lost and dying, help us not to stumble, so that on your appointed day, we will be brought into your glorious presence, innocent of sin. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our podcast. Once again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We celebrated our 31st anniversary yesterday. It was also the 28th or 29th anniversary of my ordination. I believe it was the 28th. I was ordained in 1979 on May 8th. And here we continue on in our service for the Lord. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We have additional materials on the site, some additional perspective and thoughts I won't read in the podcast today, as well as a link to that song, Jesus is the Answer. Brings back some great sentimental memories for me. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and be encouraged.